From the newsroom, I'm Lou Hebert with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. We're learning more about those two men found dead in a remote area of Shasta County, northeast of Redding. They died of gunshot wounds, and both are from Jackson County, Oregon. They are identified as 32-year-old Maba Getachew of Ashland and 33-year-old Gunnar Yeager of Medford. Detectives say they're still trying to figure out just who is responsible and what the motive might have been. The suspected drunk driver, charged in the deadly wrong-way crash on Interstate 80 a couple of weeks ago, had been on probation from a previous DUI. That accident in the Sierra killed four members of a Sacramento-area family. Michael Scott Kelly, 32, of Antelope, now facing four murder charges and four gross vehicular manslaughter charges while intoxicated. This according to the Nevada County District Attorney's Office, who says he is facing murder charges because he was on probation for DUI at the time of the crash. California tightening its grip not on guns, but on magazines. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld California's ban on high-capacity magazines, a case that may well be headed for the U.S. Supreme Court. The court ruled yesterday the statute only limits the size of the magazine that may be used, and quote, "There is no evidence that anyone has ever been unable to defend his or her home or family due to the lack of a large-capacity magazine." Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. City of Arcata working with the Danco Group and Arcata House Partnership to convert two Valley West hotels, the Red Roof Inn and the Days Inn and Suites, both on Valley West Boulevard, into housing for those experiencing homelessness, reports Lost Coast Outpost. Captain Brian Stevens named to serve as interim police chief for the city of Eureka, effective today, replacing retiring chief Steve Watson. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.